Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. Today, our saying from Do It Now is, the cure for a broken heart is not to stop loving, it is to love more wholeheartedly. True love is not infatuation and is therefore not rooted in selfish desire. Separate your heart's feelings from all dependence on externals. You know, I've often thought it's a strange thing that people speak of falling in love. Why can't they speak of rising in love? It's so interesting how often a love song will be sad. It's almost as if in the very act of loving, there is the consciousness of its impermanence. Like that Mexican song, Bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Kiss me again and again, as if this were this night were the last of all nights we'd have together. How much of human love is because it's centered outwardly, and because in that outward center it's centered in something that we all intuitively know to be a realm of change, of opposition, of waves going up and down. And so, in a way, whereas to fall in love ought to be an inspiring thing, and often is, there's also that sense of hanging on to something that's fragile, of not knowing. You can't control how the other person will feel. You can't control what happens. I remember reading about a couple coming back from their wedding and got into a car accident and both of them were killed. This kind of tragedy is a part of life. We may say, why does God allow these things? Well, God doesn't allow these things. God allows us to make our mistakes and learn from them. And evidently, there was some mistake that they had to learn from, and that's why they had to suffer. This is the law of karma, of compensation in the world. By the way, there's a very good essay by Ralph Waldo Emerson. It's called Compensation. Read it if you're interested, because it goes to much greater length than I can now, nor do I have it clearly in my mind that I could even quote from it now. It's been probably 50 years since I read it. But at the same time, the law of compensation, that for everything there is something that balances it. It's an aspect in life, a higher octave, you might say, of the law of Newton, that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And so people, understanding this subliminally, there we have much more wisdom than we're consciously aware of, all of us, and understanding somehow that pain is a part of any great attachment, that there's the pain of disappointment and uncertainty and so on. That's why, as I said, so many love songs are tragic songs or sad songs. And I noticed that even when I was studying singing back in college, that I was singing songs in French, Italian, German, and it was classical music. But it was basically the same thing you'll hear in pop songs today. I loved her, she left me, she done me wrong kind of thing. We need to have an understanding of love that helps to raise our consciousness. This can be done only not when our feelings are rooted in what we want out of it, but feeling that this is someone to whom I want to dedicate my time, even my life, to help this person. I love this person and want to serve this person in any way I can. When that mood is reciprocal, that is when you have a beautiful relationship. In the ancient legend of Ireland called Deirdre, Deirdre was a woman. The story is that Deirdre was, when she was young, the king decided he would marry her. She grew up to be a surpassingly beautiful woman, and the king was the more determined. But in his wish to keep her for himself, he tried to arrange her life in such a way that no man ever got to see her, because he was afraid. He was an old man, she was young and fresh and lovely, and he was afraid that she would fall in love with another young man and be taken away from him. Well, in fact, as always happens in these stories, that's just what occurred. A young man, Nazi his name was, saw her and convinced her. She fell in love with him too, and together they went from Ireland to England to find safety. And the king was so addled by his infatuation that he even lost his regal royal dignity and lied and betrayed them. He called them back saying, "No harm will come to you, everything is just fine, and you may live together, and don't worry." So they were lured back by his falsehood, and as soon as they came back, he killed Nazi and his brothers. And Deirdre, faced with that tragedy and faced with the alternative of having to go off with this man in his dotage, who had lost all worth as a king by his infatuation for her, she committed suicide. And so this song that I would like to play to you, it's called Deirdre's Sorrows, and it's based on a play by John Millington Synge, and the words of the song, the mood of it, I let her, in a way, you can call this imagination, of course it was, but opening myself to that, I felt her actually singing the melody to me and letting her speak her mood on that occasion to me. And it's a part of the music, so let me read it to you. "Oh, it's suffering only my beauty's brought me, and all them my brief life has touched. Suffering and death for Nazi, my beloved, and his brothers. Suffering for Conchobar, the great king, who, after age came upon him, grew foolish, pining for me. A traitor he is, truly, and a murderer. Suffering for his people, who have lost a king's wisdom and guidance. Suffering for me, too. For what am I but a poor woman only, cursed with a beauty people worship when she wanted to be loved? And what fools, all of us, to think beauty's anything but a memory of what we knew once in our own souls. It's death, surely, death only that such beauty brings. She stabs herself, and in death falls on her lover's grave." And so this is the consequence of falling in love, of the downward pull. I'm urging you to take it in an upward direction. Let's hear it. Derek Bell is playing it from the album The Mystic Harp. Joy to you, friends.